And 6:06, it is mostly clear. We have 41 degrees in Tulsa. A little breezy this afternoon with a high of 63. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. A proposal before the legislature would allow parents in a crisis situation to find a home for their children without the involvement of the Oklahoma Department of Human Services. Oklahoma's DHS Director, Ed Lake, likes the idea.
We think this will be a really effective and great way to help children and families in Oklahoma before they have to enter the state system.
The legislation would create a legal power of attorney for parents to use when placing their children with a host family. Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt and Congressman Tom Cole both say they will not be running for the U.S. Senate seat being vacated by Tom Coburn. However, Oklahoma City Congressman James Lankford is expected to enter the race, possibly as early as today, according to the Oklahoma City newspaper, The Oklahoman. Tulsa is mourning the loss of one of its great philanthropists. Henry Zero died over the weekend. He was 97 years old.
I just say I'm the luckiest man I know of. If God let me live this long, and I appreciate every day. I'm happy he let me live.
Zero made a fortune in the oil supply industry. He and his late wife, Ann, were supporters of the Tulsa Library System, the University of Tulsa, the St. Francis Warren Medical Facilities, Tulsa Public Schools, the Day Center for the Homeless, the Boy Scouts, and many others. The entire interview with Henry Zero may be heard on the Oklahoma Oral History website, voicesofoklahoma.com. Tulsa police have a 13-year-old girl in custody this morning after she apparently robbed a man at knife point outside the 31st and Sheridan Quick Trip. She then stole a car and led police on a chase before crashing that vehicle near Admiral and Sheridan. No one was hurt in the crash. Mayor Bartlett is standing behind his fire chief. He says reports about fire department response problems are being exaggerated.
Problem is something that is being dealt with, has been dealt with. It has not put people's lives at stake.
There have been problems getting the new dispatch technology to interface with older fire station equipment. However, he says the problems are being worked out, and there were always workarounds in place at the fire stations. An airplane sustains considerable damage after running off the runway at the Jones Riverside Airport in Tulsa yesterday. The Piper Meridian was landing at Jones from Colorado yesterday afternoon when it went off the end of the runway. No one was injured in that crash. Tulsa marks the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday with a parade today. The parade steps off at 11 o'clock this morning.
This year we have over 215 parade participants. And our grand marshal this year is Judy Easton McIntyre, who's a recently retired Oklahoma legislator.
That is Chris Barton. He is in charge of the PR for this year's King Day events. The parade is the second largest in the U.S. Our weather forecast, sunny and nice today, a little bit breezy this afternoon, a high of 63, the fire danger elevated again. Tonight, windy and sharply colder, 21 for an overnight low. Tomorrow will be a heavy coat day, clear with a high of 34. And then on Wednesday, near normal conditions with a high of 48. Right now in Tulsa, it is mostly clear. We have 41 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.